From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California Teachers Association says nearly 20,000 teachers received layoff notices by Thursday's deadline for the districts to issue them. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
This doesn't mean 20,000 teachers will actually get laid off, just that they could be. Districts often issue extra pink slips just to play it safe, because after this deadline, they lose staffing flexibility. Then, districts tell some teachers they can keep their jobs after all, once the districts have a better idea of what their budgets will look like. But this year could be different. The CTA's Eric Heinz says everything depends on Governor Jerry Brown's November tax initiative.
If it doesn't pass, it means an additional $5 billion cut to schools in California. Kind of hard to figure out where that's going to happen because they've been cut so much already, there's not much left.
The 20,000 layoffs don't include district employees other than teachers, like janitors and support staff. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Realty Track says California posted the nation's second highest foreclosure rate in February. Nevada had the highest. The research firm says more than 48,000 California properties had a foreclosure filing last month. Realty Track's Darren Bloomquist says that's actually a 51-month low.
That's quite a milestone in terms of low activity going all the way back to 2007. In California, we're past the worst of the foreclosure problem. That's the good news. The bad news is that there's still some delayed distress that is going to hit, we believe, later this year.
Going to hit, Bloomquist says, because the foreclosure and mortgage settlements filed in court earlier this month will pave the way to a properly functioning foreclosure process. Meanwhile, Realty Track's latest data shows that one in every 283 housing units had a foreclosure filing in February. That's 6% lower than January and nearly 14% lower than February of last year. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. Find these and other stories at northbayvoice.org.